What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, folks, it's me, Steven. And as I announced in many of the previous episodes, well, I'm currently on vacation, and I'm not going to be back until July. But don't go anywhere, because you're still going to get an episode of this podcast. It just won't be hosted by me. Instead, it's going to be hosted by a truly amazing individual, or a group of truly amazing individuals. Just, you know, don't go falling in love with them and leave me, okay? Anyway, see y'all in July.
I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Up thing, and people can see what we're what we're recording.
Yeah,
that sounded like you a little
bit. Really, I forgot that it like now recording.
Springer is kind of boxy. But that's because I have the Thrilling 30, so I'm defensive about it. Oh, we're recording. Where did we leave off?
We had finished talking about the movie.
Okay, so for all the people listening, we've been talking about Transformers for like almost 40 minutes. I mean, that's too much. We've been talking about the different toys we want for quite a while and during the break.
As is wont to happen.
Yeah, and it's you never have enough money, and there's always another one that you need to get.
The craziest thing is the discovery of the third-party market.
go ahead, do it. Tell the fine folks about third-party.
All right. So, you know, you buy your Transformers that Hasbro makes, and they're very nice. But then you see, like, you'll see some crazy Transformer, be like, what the heck is this thing? And apparently there's a huge market of third-party Transformer creators who are just making their own versions of like either Masterpiece, Super Tiny, Super Large, different Transformers trying to capture whatever version that they're trying to make. And that,
if
that
I may give an example.
Oh, of course.
The aforementioned comic book More Than Meets the Eye. Rodimus is a character on that that is maybe my favorite character in that comic book. And he has a very unique look. The art style is very good in the comic book. But anyway, so there is a third party that made a version of Hot Rod / Rodimus Prime that looks like this comic book version. Hasbro didn't do it, but this third party did it. And they don't have the license, so they will not have the Autobot sticker on the chest, and they will also call them something completely different. So the one I bought was called Calidus. It's the Rodimus. So that's what these third parties do. They give them a completely different name or a similar kind of different name. And they're also usually more expensive. This thing costs me $100 for a figure that if Hasbro made it, it would probably be like maybe leader class, Voyager. Okay, I'm sorry. Classes are a whole other thing. It would be about $30 to $40. Yeah, and this was $100.
Yeah, it's the thing about like the retail toys, which I know we're aware of, is like they're limited to a budget. Mm-hmm. So there's always like, you know, there's always going to be gives and takes to anything that Hasbro puts out. It's like, hey, this was how we could get this out mass market. So there's always little things here and there, but they generally do a pretty good job. But if there's a character who's missing or a character who people don't feel has done right, those third parties will go out there and they have no problem designing their own.
Yep.
I've got about, let's see. I invested in a bunch of Power Master Optimus Prime variants, third party stuff. And they're very large, but they're cool as hell. I don't want to think about that. But it's so nice. It's so big.
Yeah, and they're usually very good quality. I mean, once in a while, some of the third parties are crappy. Well, then we can get into the knockoffs. Knockoffs are another step removed from third party, where it's someone making another version of the third party that's not quite as good. Sometimes it's better quality actually and cheaper, but it's from China or another country. And sometimes that's the way some people go because it's less expensive and it looks better and it's larger. But that's another whole story.
I've dabbled a little bit in that so far. I got a knockoff of one of the Masterpiece Optimus Prime, or the second one they did. The third, God, I guess, never mind, it's the third one they did, but it, regardless, is just, he's like an over $300, $400 figure. I'm not going to pay that much. I just can't. This knockoff was less than $100.
Well, they made the one, the MPP-10.
Yeah.
And it's like 32 centimeters. He's huge. And he's like die cast. He's really well made. And he's like maybe, I think, $60 with shipping.
Yeah, it's Show Z doesn't have any in stock right now, but I was looking at him.
It's super tight. What did you call it? The Siren's Call of the MPP-10.
he's like the probably the most prominent Optimus Prime that I do not have.
I'm surprised I'm legitimately surprised you don't have that one yet.
I was looking again. If Show Z had a good price on him, I probably would have already bought him already, but they're sold out.
Yeah. Were we talking about next anyway? We talked about the cartoon. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll go on and on about this until someone stops us and there's no one around to stop us. So,
exactly.
We talked about the cartoon. We talked about going to the Japanese part with the comic books. Yes. So, okay, yeah, the comic books, Marvel did it for a while, and then it went to the UK, and their storyline was, I think, a little bit different.
They kind of kept that stuff going, whereas it kind of stopped at Marvel US, Marvel UK, strong Transformers going strong.
Yeah, yeah. And there's still a strong fight. Well, it was so popular that I think, okay, so Marvel UK and Marvel US eventually stopped making them, and IDW got the rights to it. Although, I'm sorry, G2, there was a G2 also the G2 is generation two of Transformers, and Marvel also did a run for that as well. And then IDW is a comic book company that got the license next, and they had it for quite a long time. I don't remember what the first line, the first comic was called, but it's been going on for quite a while. But it was okay. It was pretty good. It was a hit, ups and downs. But then I'm going to guess about 7 years ago, maybe, yeah, around 7 years ago, they had a special called The Death of Optimus Prime. And it basically was like this breaking point, like a nice stopping point where they had this special happen. And it was a jumping on point for people to get into the new creators that were doing two different comics, Robots in Disguise and More Than Meets the Eye. Robots in Disguise happens on Cybertron. And
home planet of the Transformers.
Home planet of the Transformers. Thank you. And basically, the Autobots have won. And it's the fallout of, it's a peaceful Cybertron, and a bunch of Transformer people come back to the planet. They left the planet when the war happened. Now they're coming back now that it's over. And Bumblebee's in charge, and it's like a lot of politics go on in this comic book. But the crowning jewel is the other comic book. It's called More Than Meets the Eye. Hot Rod / Rodimus Prime decides he wants to go find these people, these legendary people called, was it the Knights of Cybertron?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically decides to go on this adventure, this quest. And him and a bunch of random Transformers get on this ship, the Lost Light, and just fly off and on this adventure. And I can't possibly explain to you how good this comic is. The characterization's great. The story is funny, poignant, dramatic. It's just so good. The main thing is it's just really, really, really funny, and it's so well written and has such good twists and turns. And it's just for a bunch of everyone has such a good, like, there's all these different characters that are so well done and have, like, their specific, like, Ultra Magnus is, like, the grumpy, everything's got to be by the rules. Swerve, like, is, like, the funny, snarky guy that makes jokes all the time. Hot Rod's the guy that, like, has way more confidence than actual skill, but he's in charge of the Lost Light. But it's just really, really good. And when I read this and I begged Yanni to read this. And you've been enjoying it. You're not as far. I finished it. And it's one of the best comic books I've read in my life. There's some things that I think were, of course, everything has like downsides to it, but yeah. Overall, it was so good.
I've had so much fun reading it. Like, again, it is so funny. There's so many moments where I have to take screenshots of like of what's going on.
Yes,
I have one that I've been saving for when something happens, and I feel like I missed my opportunity. I'll have to wait for another one. It's the one of I forget what even the reason was, but there's one, something good happens, and like Rodimus puts up a banner, and it's like, we accomplished something. And I just have that saved for when I need it. Like, yeah. We did something. Hooray.
It's almost like a sitcom. It's just so ludicrously funny to the point where it's like, it's basically a comedy.
I like it a lot just because, like, on some level, all the characters are kind of jerks.
Yeah. Yeah. Whirl is the worst jerk of all of them.
Like Rodimus is kind of like, he's kind of the worst. They're all kind of the worst. And I like that they're not afraid to make these characters kind of like, it's like they're all jerks, but like they're very likable jerks.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like, I don't know. My personal opinion is like one of the worst things you can do, not just with comics, but it's my current issue issue, no pun intended. My current problem with comic books nowadays is you're going to ruin a comic if you make the main character infallible. Like, they're just the best at everything, and they're super cool at everything, and they never do anything wrong, and they never struggle with anything. They're just awesome at everything. Like, I feel like it's just never going to be a successful character.
Yeah, exactly.
And with Transformers, but the thing is, like, on top of everything you said, the characters are fallible, but I think that's what makes it so great when they do something right.
like they're all flawed, but like they're all great in like whatever weird way. And like just the emotions that you're able to get from like as ridiculous shit as like Cyclonus and God dang it, what's his name? It's killing me.
I'm not gonna really remember either.
Sideways?
No.
We're terrible. We don't even know.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Yeah, have we even read these comics? But just like, even just like,
he's a little guy that got stuck in time forever, and he's like maybe the most naive person in the crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Like someone asked him, "What's his alt form?" Okay, so this guy, we got to look up the name before we can even talk about it because we don't know his name. Okay, you keep talking, and I'm going to look it up while you vamp. Is vamping the right word? I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, just like those characters who are kind of thrust together, and like the way they show relationships in this book just really blew my mind. It was just such a weird thing, is not having any exposure to previous Transformers comics and like essentially seeing how their culture works, and it was just really interesting.
Yeah.
Tailgate.
Thank you. Tailgate. Oh, and then so he basically is this Transformer that got stuck, like he fell into this pit or this hole on his way to like this launch of a ship like years and years and years ago. He doesn't realize it, but like he actually went offline for like what, 1,000 years, a century, a very long time.
Yeah.
And something accidentally wakes him up, and he thinks he's still going to the same ship, but it's actually the Lost Light, and he gets on board. So he's kind of like this fish out of water character, because he's used to like Cybertron from like hundreds of years ago. But like at one point on the ship, someone asks him, "Hey, what's your alt mode? Like, what do you turn into?" And like for like half the book, in the background, they show him slowly turning into it, because like if you haven't changed into it for a while, it takes you a while. But it was just this running gag the whole issue, where he's just slowly turning into something. But yeah, he was Cyclonus's buddy. And then they take like these super unlikable characters, and they just, so much emotion comes out of this book. Like, that's the thing. It's hilarious, but it's also super emotional and well written, and like a serious tone too.
It's one of those things where like, I can't believe they're letting them do this with these characters. It's crazy.
Well, they probably felt like, what do we have to lose?
No, it's the thing of like, hey, there's not going to be a Cyclonus movie. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah,
as long as we don't like make him heck, they took Star Saber and made him like a one note villain who gets like murdered really quickly, and that's hilarious to me.
Yeah,
he's like this beloved like character for this other thing and these other regions, and it's like, no, he was just this joke character who we kill in 5 seconds.
Who's the guy that that's like the un, like he's like per, like he's almost like to a laughable degree, like this absolutely perfect character.
Thunderclash. Thunderclash. Oh my god. So good.
Thunderclash was just like a ridiculous Optimus Prime ripoff in the UK. Is that what he was? Like, yeah, I think he was
a UK only toy, and then eventually he was repurposed as like a Machine Wars Optimus Prime. But
okay. But in this comic book, he is like, to a humorous degree, he does everything perfectly, and he's everyone's hero, and like, he's just hilarious.
Oh, like they'll talk to Optimus Prime and they'll be like, "We need to go talk to the greatest Autobot," and Optimus Prime is like, "Thunderclash?"
Exactly.
Yeah. Or it was like he held the Matrix a little bit after Optimus Prime, and they had to pry it out of him because it wanted to stay. Just like that stuff just cracks me up.
So that's a very good comic book, and I can't, it's so hard to sell people on it.
It is such a weird thing, but it's such a great thing. It just seems like they were able to just do whatever they wanted to do, and they had a blast with it.
Yeah. But when you find someone else that has read it and loves it, and like you realize the other person, like if like someone like on the Transformers subreddit will like quote something like some completely off the rails quote that only fans of the comic book will get, and someone else recognizes that quote, you bond in like an instant.
Yeah. Oh, the There's so many moments that I've laughed and so many moments where I got, where I felt really like, talking
teary-eyed.
About this, yeah, like the, oh God, what is
Dude,
it?
You
the,
haven't even gotten to the, you haven't even gotten
I can't even imagine. Yet. I mean, what is it? There was, who's the memory guy? Chrome Dome and Eject. Is it Eject or Rewind. Am I?
Eject's the Rewind. One that came with Blaster and toy line.
But yeah, rewinding Chrome Dome is like, oh my God, dude. Just like the stories they're able to tell with these characters, because they're not human, they're not normal, and they have all this weird stuff going on as far as like, oh, I can, he erases his memories of his previous, like, I don't know how, partners, if you will. It's just like the idea of like, oh, this guy's like life mate died and he's going to erase those memories because they're too painful. And yeah. They're trying to stop him because like, of course, why would you do this? You maniac. Like, and just all that stuff, just everything about it. They've just done a remarkable job at creating
super dark too.
Oh, it's like, people die a lot in that book,
but there's some disgusting people like, oh, individuals that are just
pharma.
Oh my gosh,
he's the worst.
Yeah. Anyway, this comic's really good.
There's a lot of great concepts. They expand on the idea of the Autobot Decepticon war and what happens once that war is over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my opinion, I cannot spoil this for you. I'm going to be so vague about this. The way that comic book ends makes, I have decided that in my canon of Transformers fiction, that's how Transformers fiction ends. That's my ending.
Wow.
I'm
okay.
So happy with the way that it ends. I'm like, yep, that's it. It's done.
You're like, and the end.
Yes. I mean, IDW is losing the license, and who does Walking Dead? It's the Robert Kirkman Company.
Oh,
Skybound,
yeah.
Skybound is now going to be doing Transformers soon. You can see like IDW like frantically wrapping things up right now.
Yes, I've seen that. I guess it'll be interesting to see what Skybound does with it. I hope it's good.
I read the stuff that happened after More Than Meets the Eye and all that other stuff when they did like a reboot for the first reboot IDW did. It was all right, but it was basically the quality of before James Roberts came on board to do More Than Meets the Eye. It's okay from what I read.
Well, the concern, I guess, it's more of like, okay, what part of the story are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you doing, is like, this pre-war? Yeah, is it going to be like animated series? Like, hey, we're back on Earth doing old timey G1 stuff? Or, because, yeah, it's crazy to think how far the aligned continuity or whatever they call it, of just like where it felt like everything was now post the war.
What was the aligned continuity? Is that just basically IDW, or was that like the More Than Meets the Eye?
I guess the aligned continuity started with like Transformers Prime, but it just seemed like around that era, everyone was talking to each other and everyone was kind of around the same thing. Now Prime might be way too early, but just like the idea of like when watching the Combiner Wars show, and it's just like seeing how much stuff in that was just like, geez, this feels like they also picked up from the Death of Optimus Prime one shot. You know, it just like,
that's interesting.
Well, just the idea of it's picking up with, yep, the war is over. Optimus and Megatron have gone their separate ways. And like,
now, were those shows good? Like the shows, like we went as far as Beast Wars before talking about shows. Yes. And we kind of said we were done talking about, but now I'm interested. Like after Beast Wars, what shows were good and what were bad? Like what's worth watching, like show wise for Transformers? What you've seen, at least.
Okay. Now I've delved into one of the Japanese shows so far. After G1 ends, Japanese goes to Headmasters, which I did not watch. Though there is a dub, not great, but there is a dub of Headmasters. But I went
to YouTube.
Yes.
Okay.
But I went straight to Master Force, And that is the weirdest Transformers show ever.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
Which can be good or bad.
It's I had fun with it. It was just very bizarre. It was all about essentially it was the idea of like, hey, we're putting the defense of Earth back in human hands. And it's all about like there's these humans who are now able to like I don't know. Be essentially they can like become a transformer or like they're able to interact with a transformer. They become like the power masters. And like one guy becomes some people who become headmasters, where essentially they're just human beings who are now controlling these transformer bodies, and they're now in charge of defending Earth.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. It starts out with the Pretenders, and they're defending Earth.
Your favorite.
Yeah, yeah. But like it's very like the Japanese influence is very heavily felt. It feels very much like a Power Rangers type of thing, almost.
Okay.
Like they, you know, they're human beings, and then they'll like transform and they'll get like little body armor and then they'll transform again. And then they're a giant robot. It's very weird. But then like a few, like less than like 10 to 16 episodes in, the show completely transitions to the Pretenders giving control of defending Earth to the new headmasters and then Ginrai and the Power Masters, who are human beings.
I'm already incredibly confused.
It's just like the show starts out as one thing. It kind of becomes this other thing halfway through. It's just very weird. Like the main character of the show doesn't show up till like episode 16.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. Okay. Again, it's all about the Pretenders and all about these things. And then all of a sudden now it's about this new guy. He is the new guy. He's the main guy. The Pretenders
got so much screen time.
Hey, they got to sell those toys.
That's true. Did you know that? Okay, we're going. I'm sorry, I'm changing. I don't know what reminded me of this. Did you know that in the comic books, the IDW comic books, Skywarp was a member of G.I. Joe?
I did not know that.
Yes, that's absolutely a fact.
but yeah, I've watched Master Force. It's very weird. Like the first couple episodes, they like the Decepticons are like turning dead human bodies into Decepticon zombies, which is just bizarre, weird what? Stuff. Dude, it's so odd.
All right, I need to watch this.
It's very weird. I had a fun with it. It's a very goofy show. But then we had Beast Wars. Then we went back to vehicles with Robots in Disguise in 2001. It was
very anime, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure all of the shows going from this point are mostly anime based.
Okay.
They did R.I.D., which was thrown together very quickly, apparently, from what I've heard. And then we had Armada, Energon, and Cybertron. I don't know if I got those in the right order.
I heard in one of those shows, one of the kid that's helping the Transformers, his mom finds out. And at one point, she visits like where the Transformers are. And she's like, oh, where's Optimus? So, like, oh, he's out. And she goes, oh, and I wore my heels.
That's Transformers Prime.
Okay. I was like, all right. He's a robot, you know.
Mom. I want to say they did those three. And then once the movies started coming out.
We didn't even talk about the Michael Bay movies.
Yes, then we get to the Michael Bay movies. Episode. Oh, yeah. And then we get Transformers Animated. Then we get Transformers Prime. And then...
Animated. Oh, I want to get into Animated. The toys in this show.
Animated's really good.
The toys are so cool looking, and they transform well.
I was the last... They do, like, anytime they go to Cybertron and show, like, a group shot, you're just like, oh, man, look at all these cool guys.
Yeah.
You just see all these, like, super stylized versions of, like, some of the weird G1 designs, and they look real cool.
Yeah. Super, super fast side note. Revenge of the Fallen is on my top three list of worst movies ever made.
They're it's freaking, not great.
It was so bad. I heard I think part of it was it happened during the writer's strike. So like the actors were literally making up their lines as they went. And
yeah, it's like a writer's strike and they're just killing for time. Or it was one of those situations where like essentially they can't change the script. So basically it's like, hey, we have the super long script and we're not allowed to deviate because of the writer's strike. So that could, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I'm at. And my rewatch is I finished Animated and I've started Prime. Animated, I had a real blast with. It's this really fun combination of original Transformers, a little bit of the movie Transformers, and kind of the setup of Beast Wars, where you have this core group of like five guys.
Okay.
And I feel like, and I just feel like that works really well.
Well, I'm excited to watch Beast Wars myself, hopefully somewhat soon. I need to get the Transformers movie because I'll have to watch that again too.
Beast Wars is a blast. I just, the Megatron from Beast Wars is so good.
Is he? Okay.
he just chews the scenery better than like probably any villain, I feel like.
Excellent.
He talks to his weird dinosaur hand a lot, which I enjoy.
Is he?
Yes.
That's perfect.
Dude, at one point,
as you do.
Yes, of course. At one point, someone gives him like the thing of like, "Oh, are you okay? Are you talking to yourself?" He's like, "Yes, I needed intelligent conversation." Oh. he's a hell of a guy.
I need to watch that. All right. I'm trying to think of how far we are into the episode. I don't want to go. I think we want to go about 40 minutes. We've probably gone over that.
Oh, yeah.
That's... One other thing we talked about maybe discussing was like collection habits.
Yes.
I feel like, I don't know, for me at least, like I have a limited budget every month and it sucks because I want everything. And then there was just a sale on the Hasbro site where it's like spend more than $75 and get 40% off. And that was very hard to skip, but
thankfully, it's just, only certain figures are on sale, thankfully.
Yeah. There's just
if it was everything, that could be very dangerous, but
that would have been bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Right now my focus is like, cause I have a limited budget. My focus is, so they're coming out. So the current line, there's different lines that happen. Like there's, like going back as far, like, let me go back a couple years at least. And you're, please interrupt to correct me on any of this, but like, there was Combiner Wars. That was one of their lines. And each line is almost like a trilogy. Like there's a line called Combiner Wars, which was focused on the robots that could combine into the big guy. And they would have a line of different, like, of different characters. And then they had Titans Return, and they had Powers of the Prime. So they just, it's almost like seasons of a show when they have different waves or lines of or Transformers. And it's almost, they have different themes. Combiner Wars was them combining. Titans Return was the headmaster thing where a little robot turns into their head. I don't know what Power of the Primes was, but it's that kind of thing.
Powers of the Prime was a pretty lame one. It was just a lot of characters came with matrixes, and there would be little headmaster style guys that could slot into the matrix thing.
Oh, okay.
Basically just became the size of the matrix and like some of the Power of the Primes figures. Like,
although two of those are ones I still want to get, which is the Rodimus and the Prime, because they have like smaller versions that like the cab in the back that never did anything but turned into like a lame base. Now that actually makes them become a bigger version of themselves, which I thought was cool.
So I like those. I think the Optimus Prime one is really good. In my opinion, it is one of the most Power Master Optimus Primes that isn't a Power Master Optimus Prime.
He looks cool.
He's
still on my wish list. That's the thing. I look at this wish list of mine. I don't know if I'm ever going to finish. Well, anyway, so our current line we're on, we just finished another trilogy. It was
War for Cybertron. War for Cybertron.
It was Siege, Earthrise, and Kingdom. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And we are currently on a new one called Legacy, and it's actually a lot of people are raving about like how good it is. There's a couple of clunkers in there, but I actually already still have three. I already have three of them, and I have just started collecting again, but they're pretty darn good. I have Bulkhead, who's like this big truck green guy. He's like bulky and cool, and his transformation's interesting. I have Dragstrip, which is maybe like one of my top three now, and he's gonna be a combiner in the future because he's got four other characters that'll all combine. But I'm not sure what my point was, but Dragstrip's really cool. But like now I've got to like limit myself to what I can buy. Cause there's so much, I need to have a plan.
Yeah. Cause a lot of it was, I was a little ahead of you in buying some stuff. Cause I was just kind of buying stuff as I would like, if I'm going to go through Walmart and I see a little car guy, I will buy a little car guy. And then it just kind of escalated. to now as, I have a lot as now happens. I have a yeah. now I have a lot of car guys.
Now, when you mean little car guys, like there's different. So when we collect these, there's different classes of sizes. There's core class, which is like the tiniest, cheapest one. There's deluxe, which is like a little bit bigger, and then Voyager, which is a little bigger. And as they get bigger, they get more expensive. Then you have leader, and then you have commander, and then you have Titan class. Titan class are the ridiculously gigantic ones, which yeah, are like, very cool to have in your collection.
Are they like how big is Ark? Is he like 2 feet, 3 feet tall?
You keep talking. I'm going to get a ruler quick and I'll go look. Come up with something yeah. interesting to talk about. I'll be back.
But yeah, there's all the different sizes. But like I was kind of sticking to some of the smaller ones just because they were the biggest thing was with the last three chunks of the Transformer stuff is they're releasing a lot of the original characters in these really poseable versions, in really accurate versions to how they looked in the cartoon, which they hadn't done in a long time. And those original toys were not very poseable, where these new ones are extremely poseable. They've made a big push as far as like making sure that like they all have waist swivel, they all have ankle tilt, so they're super poseable in a way that these figures just have not been. I feel like
yeah, they're pretty cool. I think he's 21 inches. I don't know if that's he's almost 2 feet.
Okay,
he's huge, and he turns into the arc that the Autobots came to the Earth in,
which is cool and crazy that there has not been a toy of that yet.
Yeah.
When you watch animated at the ship that they have there, I am really bummed there is not a figure for.
I need to. Oh, I'm yeah, surprised anime didn't do that.
Animated is cool. You should watch animated.
I'm getting there. I need to watch Beast Wars first after I get to the other thing. But collecting these again is not. It can be overwhelming. I have an addictive personality. I want all of them. I can't have all of them. So I had to force myself to have like a plan. Yes, and I always find some reason to get like another figure, but you have like the most amazing collection of anyone. You're the only other person I know personally anyway that collects Transformers, but it's impressive.
Thank you very much. I mostly collected Optimus Primes throughout the years. And then especially with the current run of stuff, I've really exploded just because, hey, they look like the characters that I've been wanting to have forever.
Exactly.
Which is unfortunately my weakness.
Yeah. Well, it was also funny because I feel like when I started collecting again, because of the comic books, I feel like every other text you got from me started with, dude, because I was realizing on YouTube, like I would watch these YouTube videos, I'm watching like how they transform. And I'm like, this is amazing. Like, it's not just the poseability. It's the intricacy, the creativity of how these guys transform from one thing to something completely different is so amazing. Like my jaw was dropping like every other video I watched because they've gotten so crazy with how these guys transform. And I had not been aware of it for so long that this was like just a whole nother level for me. And I was just like, did you see this guy? Did you see that guy? Have you seen this guy? And it's so hard to pass up on them. Now, some of them get a little too complicated to the point where one, I'm afraid is going to break, or two, it's too much of an investment to transform this guy. He's just going to be Megatron from now on.
Yeah, the third, we talked about the third party stuff and stuff like that. And some of those figures, because they have the full budget to be as crazy as they want to be, there's so many little tiny doodle little pieces that you could potentially break because they're trying to make it perfect because they can spend as much money as they want because that's what people are paying for.
Yes.
But yes, that we both got that the Despotron, which was like
he was on sale.
Yes, he was a Megatron third party and he's very nice.
But there's this part where when you're transforming him, everything is relying on this little tiny hinge. Like half of him is on one side and he's a heavy figure and the other half's on this side. And there's this little thin piece of plastic on this little tiny hinge. And I swear if I let one side go, it would just snap in half. And it horrifies me. And there's other parts too, where I'm just like, I feel like if I do the slightest thing wrong, he's going to break.
I dropped him whilst transforming him and he fell on the floor and his arm came off.
My point. I'm so sorry that happened.
It's fine. I've I got to get a Dremel tool and I can probably put them back together. But right now I just have him next to my my masterpiece Soundwave all the time. So he's always got a buddy. He's just like standing right next to him where his arm would be.
So he kind of covers it up.
Oh yeah, well, yeah.
He's, I mean, he was in the war. He was in the war. He had an injury,
it's,
and
it's literally his right hand man.
Yes,
right now, literally his right hand man.
Well, good luck fixing him.
I have a plan. I thought we had a Dremel, but we got rid of it. So I'll have to.
Well, get he is new. A good Megatron. He's a very good Megatron.
I mean, as far as looking like Megatron, he's great.
Yes. And his legs don't stay up quite as his legs kind of like slide in a little bit if you leave him for too long. Like that's the only quality control issue I have with him is his legs slide in as part of the transformation. But if you just stand him in a pose, he sometimes like slowly slides down because they aren't quite as firm as I would like them to be. Mm.
I guess most of the time his legs are covered up. I haven't gotten probably too. Too in depth with posing him. He's always standing amongst a bunch of people or covered.
You might have also gotten a better figure than me.
It's possible. I bought mine a little later than yours. You got yours. I missed the sale, and then I caught the sale like again, like a month or so later.
Yeah, they're a little pricey.
Oh yeah, most assuredly. I fell into the Fans Hobby, which is a third party guy, and they did a bunch of Masterforce stuff. And as I said, I watched Masterforce and enjoyed it. And I'm all right, and it had Power Master Prime, which is my favorite thing. So I had to buy like the Super Giant.
Me too.
Third party Power Master Prime, and like all his little buddies. But they're cool as hell.
Yeah.
Even though some of them can be a little fragile, but
the mental gymnastics I go through with my wife to try to convince her why I need one of these figures.
I thankfully really only have to convince myself, but I try to be at least a little harsh from time to time.
And if it was just up to me, it would be a bad scene. I have less control than you.
I don't know about that. I try to set my rules where I try not to get a lot of Transformers are remolds where they'll give one mold for a character and they'll just change his colors and put him out again. He's a different character.
Yeah.
And I try to avoid that if I possibly can.
Yeah, that's fair.
Look. But of course I totally have a few.
Yeah. I mean, I'm tempted to do that with we talked about Springer, who's a triple changer. I have a previous version from like the Thrilling 30 line, and I think he's super cool. They made a Sandstorm. Some of the mold is a bit different. The colors are different. He looks really cool, and that's a remold I'm very tempted to get. But again, I have to I have a limited budget, so I have to pick and choose what I'm going to follow after.
Because like a lot of the Siege stuff and Earthrise stuff, I came a little late to. So a lot of the molds for that run, I'm either getting in those Diaclone colors because those are the ones that are available.
Yeah. Or the Shattered Glass version of Jetfire, which that one's already more than it originally was. Jetfire is almost $300 at this point on Amazon.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He was 80 when he came out.
I try not to go. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I completely lost my train of thought here.
Well, it makes it even harder to not want to buy them now because you figure, well, they're just going to get more expensive. I better get them now.
And
again, not an excuse my wife is incredibly impressed by.
Yeah. It's like you can get away with that if it's this and a sale.
But we have our children going to college. Remember the college thing?
You're like, oh, yeah, we have kids.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's trying to, what is it? Because right now there's all these Bumblebee movie guys who are coming out.
They're pretty good. And then there's the whole people from the last Bumblebee movie, from that 1 5-minute scene of all these guys in Cybertron, and now they made a whole line, and they all look really cool.
I know. And thankfully, and for me at least, many of the characters, or at least a few of them, are not characters who I had in a different version, or at least like if I'm going to get this version, like this is now my version of this character. Like I like there's a lady Transformer called RC, and unfortunately her, I bought her because she was in the 86 movie and I wanted to have her as part of the cast. She's not a great figure. They're putting out a new one. I don't know if I'm going to get that one, but I have. It's... But there is a Bumblebee movie one, and that one looks really, really nice. And I'm getting that one, and I'm kind of like, is that my RC? This seems like it should probably be my RC.
And then, like, they have a Braun, and Braun was my second figure ever. I have nostalgia. I want him. I'm trying to pass on this version of him and maybe get an older one that looks a little more like the original. It's this whole thing. And it doesn't help any that we're both into it. So we basically feed off of each other.
Oh, of course. I totally escalated once we started talking more.
But, it's a great excuse for me, like, hey, honey, I'm going to buy Yanni a Christmas gift. Who's going to say no to buying a friend a Christmas gift? Exactly. So now you have another Transformer.
Oh, dude, I saw that Devastator being cheap, and I'm like, I clearly should probably get this for Harold.
Yeah, thank you again for that. I'm scared to death to transform him back, though, because the Scrapper has this one peg, and I read someone posted about this. The peg almost immediately broke off the first time I transformed him, but like that Transform Devastator, not that I'm complaining, I love him, he breaks super easy. Like, there's a lot of parts on him that are not.
I was very delicate with him while I had him.
Yeah, he's known for not staying together, apparently.
But he does look very cool.
Yes.
I bet he's going to look real good next to Menasor.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, Menasor is the...
He's the new combiner that's coming out.
Yeah.
They're releasing those parts slowly right now.
Too slowly.
Yeah, I know. It's rough. They've put out like an arm, they're going to put out a leg, and they're going to put out the main guy.
I'm kind of glad, though, because like if they were only putting out the arms and legs, what am I investing in? Like, how are these all going to come together at the end? And I feel like it was kind of smart for them to be like, you know what, let's just let them see let's put out the main core dude that everything is going to attach to, so they know what they're getting into, and then maybe they'll buy it. Because otherwise, I was still hesitant on
Going all in. Thankfully, this is a case where I feel like the more we've learned about it, the better we feel about it.
Yes. Yeah.
Because like initially, it's like, it looks very cool. This seems like it could be pretty good. But then we see like, is it going to be mostly the trailer? And we just kind of shove this guy in the, you know, is it like, is this a real?
I like that a large amount of the robots becoming a good chunk of his chest.
Yes, that
I feel
is
like so
very...
many people are falling asleep as they're listening to this right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine. This is for us anyway.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, the other thing that I was, what was I concerned about with him too? Oh, the thing I still don't like is that the legs, the cars go into the back of his legs and you don't even see them. So what is the point? Like when they combine into the leg mode, I think that's a little weird. And everyone keeps saying, well, that's cartoon accurate. I'm like, yeah, but just because it's cartoon accurate doesn't mean it's good. Like that's like the Blitzwing that's coming out right now. Like when he turns into it, okay, Blitzwing is a triple changer, which is a guy that turns from a robot to two different vehicles.
Which is hard.
Although the Thrilling 30 Legacy Springer is pretty good.
They do a hell of a job.
They do. But with this Blitzwing, when he turns into the jet, the tank is just this huge brick that you totally see underneath of him. And when he's the tank, the cockpit of the jet literally is sticking out of the front of the tank. Now, the old toy had this, and people will say, well, it's okay because it's accurate to the old toy. Yeah, but back then, they didn't have the engineering you have now. That's not a good excuse. Anyway.
Well, again, apparently that Titans Return one is very good.
Yeah, I keep seeing people going on the subreddit saying, hey, should I just get the Titans Return version? And a lot of people are like, yeah. You should.
The only reason I think the robot mode of Blitzwing looks very good. It is unfortunate that his transformation does not seem to be as great as the other two.
It's not. The robot mode does look good.
But they've done him in the same scale as the Astro Train they did. So
yeah, Saturn looks pretty good.
I may end up getting Blitzwing, but it is a bummer of like when you see like, oh yeah, you can just disconnect these. Essentially, somebody took like a pin out and basically disconnected the tank from the plane, and you can basically make a full tank and a full plane because they use none of the same parts.
I originally thought they bought two copies. And they just had them both transformed separately. I'm like, and I thought they did something to make them look better. I'm like, what's the point? And then I realized what he did, and that's sad.
It took me a minute to figure it out, but yeah, you're just like, oh,
yeah,
man.
All right, I'm gonna call it. But how about this? How about if each of us say what the next Transformer is that we want to buy? What were they most excited about to get next? For me, it's easy. It's the Laser Optimus, the Legacy Laser Optimus Prime recolor, because those colors are so amazing. He's basically like the evil version of Optimus Prime. He's all black with like these pink and light blue colors, which I think would be disgustingly like contrasty, but they look really cool.
Right.
So
I see people complaining about the pink, and I think it looks dope as hell.
No,
I think the extra pink, I think in the shoulders and everything, just looks fantastic.
Good. And the windows are like that. Oh, it's normally when I look at like, okay, so that sale we talked about, I overthink everything. I'm really bad with like deciding whether to buy something or not. So there was like that Galvatron and some other stuff in the sale, and I like overthought it. When that thing was the moment I saw it, I'm like, I need to have that. I'm buying that. That's how excited I'm about. But I'm not even sure what the name is. I think it's Velocitron Legacy Scourge. Because I'm gonna have to go on Walmart every day to make sure I can get in on that pre-order.
Yeah, hopefully the Reddit should hopefully keep us informed. Keep you informed for that.
I also signed up for TF 2005 to get updated on the news. So like if they say it's happening, hopefully I'll know.
I do think it's funny when I think we're both have stuff from TF Source for the pre-orders, new pre-order alerts.
Yes.
It's always funny when we're both hitting each other up. Yo, have you seen look at this crazy thing? We both get like an email and like, yo, you see this thing?
You're on the same email list.
Exactly. Like, yeah. We're on the same. That is funny.
And the funny thing is like your job is like a night shift thing. So like I don't start hearing from you until like nighttime, but I can't stop talking to you. Like once you start responding to my texts, I'm like, oh yeah. And then this, and then I got to go watch the YouTube video you telling me about. So now it's like 2 a.m. and I'm like, well, Yanni won't be up tomorrow morning, so I got to talk to him now.
Oh, it's funny. Like whenever you're talking to me at like 6 a.m, I'm about to go to bed. I'm like about to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, what is it? The Hasbro Pulse sale. I was gonna send you a message at like two in the morning. I'm like, he's not awake.
Hey, send it to me anyway. It won't wake me up, and then I'll know.
Oh, okay, well, that's good to know. Yeah. But yeah, I saw that, and I was unprepared. And I'm like, oh man,
it was so hard for me to not do that.
I'm like, what do you mean, Ark is $60 off?
I could have gotten Galvatron and that Brawn for $50 and. But that's the $50 I could spend on the Velocitron Scourge.
Exactly.
And this is the habit. This is the decisions you have to make. So what figure are you most excited about that you have your eye on?
I'm most excited that I have my eye on. Man, what is it? I guess of the wave that's not out yet, I'm thinking of Alita 1, I guess. Is
she the one I was just watching the video of? Like, we're talking about the kibble.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks pretty good. She's looks a lot better than the Kingdom RC. I like having lady characters if I can, and when they look really good, that is even better. It's just that No, again, we're Transformers fans talking about it, and we know about all this shit, but like we get some of these characters which you have figures where parts of the robot become parts of the vehicle. Generally, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
A lot of times, especially during the Beast Wars, and occasionally when kind of the robot looks wildly different from the vehicle, they will become kind of a shell former, where essentially the beast mode or the vehicle basically just kind of folds up and there's a robot underneath, rather than the parts of the vehicle becoming parts of the robot.
Yeah, it's like the first time I saw RC or Alita, I forget which one. I think it was Alita 1. Yeah, she's got this huge. Okay, so they call when they have like a huge like if it's a car, for example, and there's this gigantic section of the hood on their back just hanging there, you call that kibble. And that character has got like such a huge gigantic backpack looking thing. Basically, that whole thing envelopes the robot, where the robot almost doesn't even transform. It just folds up a little bit and everything envelopes over her.
Yeah, like you basically.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, where you curl the robot up basically into like fetal position and then wrap a car around it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a fan of those. Unless I love the character.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the RC is okay.
Well, what's the last figure where you saw like that it's coming out and you're like, I need this now, take my money?
Oh, I mean.
Or is there not something currently like that for you right now?
I'm pulling a blank right now, because I'm trying to think of the Hasbro stuff, and I'm thinking of Wave 2. I'm just thinking of Motormaster, to be honest.
Okay, that's a good answer. The Motormaster's pretty good.
I'm really just thinking about Motormaster. I'm excited about getting him and fiddling with him, and give me another excuse to make my weird Optimus combiner to put them next to each other.
Now, do you actually ever play with your toys, or do you just transform them and fiddle with them like a Rubik's Cube?
Probably mostly that. I'll usually take some to. I'll usually have a few guys at work, and then if it's slow at work, I'll kind of transform them throughout the day. Whenever I get a new guy, he's usually a desk guy for a few days, so I can fiddle with him, get it down, so I know it inside and out, because I want to. Like, what is it? I had to form the super combined mode of some guy, and I had to look up Emgo's video just to make sure I was doing it right, because I just completely forgot. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to mess this up. Or I'm like, I got 90% of the way here, and I'm clearly messing something up.
Well, I brought my desk figures are the legacy ones. I have Bulkhead, Blaster, and Dragstrip. Although Blaster's kind of more of like a reissue, because he was war for Cybertron. Anyway, I brought Dragstrip to our design meeting just to bring him. And my art director's like, oh, you have your Transformer. Have you named him? I'm like, you don't
name him. He has a name.
I know. I'm like the nerdy one. Yeah. He actually has a name. You don't name a Transformer.
You push your glasses up the bridge of your nose, and you're just like, I'm sorry, his name is Dragstrip. And
exactly. And apparently one of her relatives might have an old collection of Transformers in the house somewhere. And I'm like, oh, really? Like, I want first dibs, please.
God, the lady who used to sit next to me, she would... It would just be funny. She'd be like, another Optimus Prime? And you want to be like, lady, you don't even know. But she would tell me, because she's telling me how she has like the original one. I'm like, yes, I also have the original one. He's sitting right there. He's sitting right there on my desk.
To be honest, sometimes I feel like that when you show me your next Optimus Prime. I'm like, another one?
Hey, that's fair. What's the thing? Like, oh, I get one new one. So then I put him amongst everyone else and then take a million pictures again.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Totally. You're not doing drugs. You're not doing the drugs.
I did just get the fourth party reissue of an old Hasbro. I have the Prime version of Optimus Prime, but he's
Prime. I'm sure that was called Transformers Prime.
Yes, it was Transformers Prime. Yes, I know, it's so freaking, the naming conventions are all terrible, but just the idea of like he's a knockoff of the original version using the same mold, but he's painted better. But it just like all the, but he's cool. He's a really
Inception.
It's so weird to think about when you try to think about like, he's like the third version of the reissue of a figure that's like 10 years old.
Well, you know what's crazy is I feel like the latest version, the official Hasbro version of the Stunticons is based on a knockoff, like not a knockoff, but I feel like it's based on the third party because that's exactly how they did the Stunticons. So it's almost like it's coming like full circle now.
Oh, like the DX9.
I think it was Magic Square.
Oh yeah, the Magic Square. Yeah, but yeah, just it's so funny to see, like, essentially everyone waits to see what Hasbro does, and then if they do or don't do it, then the third party makes some crazy version.
Yes. And then you need to give blood, sell blood to afford it.
Oh, you want that really nice masterpiece size Astro Train? You're going to have to get Thomas or Chigger. Whatever weird third party version.
Some of the prices, like I like almost flinch when I look at the prices. Like that self transforming Optimus Prime is like almost $1,000.
That's crazy. I just can't. I mean, I'll buy some expensive stuff from time to time, but that's my limit. It's just like, what do you mean $1,000? What are you talking about? Who's spending $1,000?
It's like 2 months of your budget.
But then they show that trailer, and in the back of my head, I'm just like, should I start saving up for this? But
it is pretty cool.
Dude, the trailer like really fucked me up. I'm just like, that's really cool. It's really cool. But you can't just get a damn trailer.
I haven't seen the trailer yet. Okay. I need to do that.
The trailer video is kind of crazy. It comes with rotors, remote control.
What?
The trailer automatically can convert to both the diagnostic bay or the combat mode. It's wild, dude.
Okay.
How have you not seen that video? It's nuts.
I watched the main Prime one, and I'm like, I can't afford this. So why would I even bother? Look. It's like, I can't even afford food right now. Why would I look into a house? It's like that. No, I don't mean that literally, but the hierarchy of. I'm going to watch it as soon as we stop, which, speaking of which, we probably should stop because I feel like this has already turned into a two-parter.
Yes, it's definitely.
So I would like to say, Stephen, one, thank you for letting us co-host, and two, guest host, and two, we apologize. Yes, I apologize.
Thank you very much, Stephen. I am going to go and bleep my bloops.
All your, what we say was Norwegian.
Yes, all the Norwegian I spoke, I'm going to try to bleep out.
You didn't do it too often, to be honest. I think it was like 3 or 4 times, maybe.
Yeah. I know. I understand people when you're trying to keep it friendly.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening to Steven or Adventure.
Steven.
Just a fanboy.
Fanboy or else event.
Transformers or else, part one and two. Everyone be safe. Be kind to each other.
Right.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, just be nice.
And read More Than Meets the Eye.
Yeah, read More Than Meets the Eye is pretty good. Read some Transformers comics. They're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And buy some Transformers.
Pretty rad.
Yes,
although we're biased.
We are biased. Okay. Good night and good luck.
We love you.
Well, he does.
Yes, I love
you. I don't know all of you. I can't say that.
No, I'm ready to make a blanket statement.
Okay. Good for you. Good luck with that. Let me know how that goes.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Good job.
Uh-oh.